Last thing, verse 16. True salvation is divine. True salvation deals with sin. True salvation is personally received. God saves by invitation. True salvation is exclusive. God saves eternally. This is a good one. Look at verse 16. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded, and the Lord shut him in. When you and I come into the ark of salvation, when we come to Christ, God shuts the door. You know what Jesus said? He says, all the Father gives to me will come to me, and no one can pluck them out of my hand. He said, you don't have to worry you're holding on tight enough. I mean, it's neat when children grow up enough. I remember when there's a period of time when you're raising your little ones that you hold them, and they just hold on tight. I mean, they think they're holding themselves to you, and they don't realize that the strong, loving arms of their parents are around them. But you know what happens? They grow to rest in that security. And, you know, that's what happens with a lot of people. They think that they're holding on to God, you know, and they're hoping that they hold on tight enough so they don't lose it before the end, you know? And they're just really thinking about that. But finally they come to the point where they rest in the arms of the Almighty. And they realize that salvation is eternally secure. What do the scriptures say? Verse 24 and 25 of Jude. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, who is able to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, to whom be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Who is doing the holding? God is. Who is doing the securing? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7 says this, but he, that's Christ, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood, therefore also he is able to save those to the uttermost who come to God through him, since he ever lives to make intercession for them. Are you resting in the one that saves you to the uttermost? Have you responded to his invitation yet? Have you dealt with or allowed him to deal with your sin? Have you personally received salvation? Do you know that your eyes have been opened? Do you know that your whole lifestyle has been turned from darkness to light? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you know that the Spirit of God has come in to change you from the inside out? Do you know that you have an inheritance that you're going to live forever, that you're eternally secure? Truly, the flood is a flood of grace. Let's just rejoice in the flood of grace of God.